¡Hola, Cúcuta! ¡Bienvenidos a Venezuela 8 Live!
On the border between Venezuela and Colombia today, thousands gathered for a special concert. It took place in Cúcuta, Colombia, and it was dubbed, as you just heard, Venezuela 8 Live. One of the organizers was British billionaire Richard Branson.
This concert is all about bringing much-needed relief to Venezuela. It's all about making a difference to the lives of millions who have been suffering for far too long.
The one-day festival recalls the Live Aid benefit concerts back in the 1980s, which raised funds for famine relief in Ethiopia. The goal of this concert is to raise $100 million for relief inside Venezuela, although right now the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is not letting any international aid into the country. And some are skeptical how Branson and his partners could raise that much.
It's unclear how he will raise that, or if he will, whether this comes from private donations. In theory, it's less political because it's not coming from the state, it's coming from private investors.
That's reporter Luke Taylor in Cúcuta. He says the concert today was free and that many of the attendees were Venezuelans. People were selling water and food and other merchandise in hopes of making some money themselves.
There are merchandise in support of Juan Guaido, who is the opposition leader, Venezuelan hats, tops that say, I'm with Guaido, or I am Guaido, and merchandise with the Venezuelan flag, hats, some flags on sale. A lot of people are actually adorned with the Venezuelan flags and caps.
There are a lot of politics surrounding the concert, but Taylor says that not many at the concert seem to be distracted by that.
Most of the people at the concert actually are already out to enjoy themselves. They told me that they're not going to let the Chavistas ruin their fun. They're going to have a good time regardless. And today is going to be a peaceful day, and that tomorrow the aid is going to go through the border. So it's essentially been optimistic and very hopeful.
But he says others are concerned about the backdrop of this concert.
What's happening at the moment is an international power struggle is taking place here at the border, but also in meeting rooms in the US and in Colombia, Russia, China, etc. And it's playing out here as a form of proxy war. And today it's in the form of music, but tomorrow it will be in the form of aid. And it could be potentially very more dangerous.
Luke Taylor reporting there from Cúcuta, Colombia, right on the border with Venezuela.